Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Fast-moving floodwaters in Texas over the weekend are responsible for at least 80 deaths, according to emergency officials there, and many are still missing. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Kerrville, Texas.
Rescuers growing desperate to find the missing and recover those swept away by the historic flash floods that left over 40 missing. In the pre-dawn hours of July 4th, waters rising 26 feet in less than an hour. Many still asleep. The ground dried by drought acted like concrete, sending the water rushing straight into river basins.
More rain is in the forecast for later today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be in Washington this evening, set for a meeting with President Trump at the White House. The two leaders are expected to discuss a potential ceasefire proposal amid Israel's ongoing war in Gaza. This will also mark the first time Trump and Netanyahu have met since the U.S. struck three of Iran's nuclear facilities. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new study shows that putting people behind bars costs American families $350 billion each year. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The study from Forer.us says one in two American adults has seen incarceration in their immediate family, with higher rates among Black Americans. Families with a member in jail or prison spend about $4,000 a year, and the report says for Black families, the cost is more than double due to longer sentencing. Zoe Towns with Forer.us says expenses like phone calls, care packages, long-distance travel, and new costs at home all contribute to the exorbitant price.
It also includes depressed wages over the lifetime of the person who's incarcerated, who's no longer able to contribute, but also to all the other members of the family, oftentimes are also now experiencing lower pay just because of all of the shock of incarceration and the disruption that comes with that.
She adds the children of people behind bars usually see their own wages depressed throughout their lifetime, even after a parent is released. Wisconsin's incarceration rate is among the highest in the nation. Black Wisconsinites are locked up at a rate nearly 12 times higher than whites, despite making up just 6% of the state's population. The report shows incarceration rates are also higher for people in poverty, with subsequent expenses eating up more than a quarter of the family income.
This report comes at a time when lawmakers and the American public are really thinking seriously about spending, about the price of everyday costs. They're thinking about affordability, and this is just one of those key drivers of affordability that is pretty significant and also under discussed.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just two hits, one run, striking out eight on 70 pitches in six innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field. That'll get a run in. Plenty. It is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Rhys Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a three-year deal worth $12 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 60.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special thanks to Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Her podcast is always on point, and she does not mince words. She will bring it strong every single time. Same thing with these two guys, Kevin Van Ness and Brian Mills, Talk of the Town, Music in the Park, McAuliffe Park, on July 8th. And he brought us some really cool beads.
These are like awesome beads. See, I wonder who's here.
You got it. That's, you got the real deal there, guys.
I love them.
I didn't even bother saying anything. No, that was going to happen. So, yeah.
You know.
I have the CD in my car that's you play that on.
While we danced at the Mardi Gras.
What's that?
While we danced at the Mardi Gras.
Yes. All right. That's great. Hey, thank you for these. These are the real deal. These beads.
Oh, yeah, those are heavy. They're heavier than right. I thought.
Those are ones off the real float that you in Mardi Gras down in New Orleans.
That's right. Awesome.
So, but you're here for the summer.
We're here for the summer.
And then you go down to Florida and New Orleans and all that other stuff, but thank you for being here.
We're at McAuliffe Park tomorrow night, bringing a little bit of New Orleans.
All right. And that's a nice neighborhood.
Thanks. Very nice.
Neighborhood Association, they kind of got it going on there. I know you do, Brian.
Yep, I'm doing well. Yeah, we're excited. We're hosting our second Music in the Park tomorrow, 6 to 8, at McAuliffe Park over on Sitka, not McAuliffe School. If you go there, you're not going to hear any music, so.
You've done some really cool things, though, for that whole area around there, haven't you?
Our neighborhood association's expanded on some of our activities. We do an Easter egg hunt. We do a couple concerts in the park. Just some other activities just to get people out and see their neighbors.
And thank you for doing that. These neighborhood associations are all volunteer. You volunteer. Mm-hmm. You're the president.
I'm the vice president.
Vice president. And those Easter egg hunts, my neighborhood association has a back-to-school cookout. Those things really do reduce crime, and it gets you to know each other, and you can count on each other, and it just makes you get your tax bill. Nobody likes it, but it's like, no, this is I like living here.
Yeah, it's great because we see people that we wouldn't necessarily see, just kind of walking around, and it's nice to bring other people into the neighborhood and kind of see the parks that we've got. You know, the city's obviously got great parks. We were just at the City Band concert over by you on Wednesday, but it's just nice to see people recognize the different areas that we have in the city. McAuliffe Park it's a kind of newer park, but it's nice. We've got a playground right over there. You can come hear music in the park, play beanbags or whatever, and just hang out. But seeing the different features of each park in the city is pretty awesome. So,
and I think that's kudos to the city for having, 32, 33 parks versus one large piazza and everybody just living, with houses and houses. So those neighborhood parks are, they're valued.
It's a great thing in the neighborhood. So we like it.
And what other activities? You said you do the Easter egg hunt, which is always a good one.
Yep. So we do the Easter egg hunt. We do some music in the parks. We're looking at doing some stuff in the fall. Just, it's our association. There's, I'm sure like most neighborhood associations, we got six or seven people that do a lot of the lifting. And then, sometimes and we'd always appreciate help with it.
Yeah, so. We have like 5-6 employees here. Todd does all the work. So we understand.
No.
same percent.
I will say this. So I think these parks are really well maintained throughout the entire area. I think they're great parks. But when you bring music into that park, it makes it come alive.
Oh, yeah. It's nothing better than a summer night with the neighborhood out and playing under the stars and stuff. It's great.
And you bring a little energy to the music, too.
Oh, we have a great time. We're just up at the Alpine last week, and they're used to playing a lot of, you know, a lot of the rock band cover bands.
Yeah.
And so we come in, they got young kids in there, and these doing like 100 people second line, and these young kids are, what is this? This is great. What is this stuff?
Yeah. I got to share something with Kevin. So Kevin and I have known each other for years. We taught at Washington together, and my daughter is a low brass player at East and needed some help. Two different times, I think, you helped her out on just some lessons. Before solo ensemble, she brought her duet partner. Kevin helped him out, and after that, she said, her partner said that Kevin's like the coolest guy in the world. He was down in the basement. You're showing him some of your instruments and stuff like that. So to get two high school players to hear and just feel the energy of the music they produce is amazing. So thanks, Kevin.
To think you're cool. Wow. That is something.
That's pretty cool. Is my wife listening out there? Yeah,
are my kids listening? You know,
Yeah. It's one of those things though, too. And Brian, you're talking about that. And Jim, you're a big advocate of this. You know, sometimes just getting to know your neighbors and just knowing that somebody kind of got your back, you know, if you're out of town or whatever, and you know, I think that is a very big part in helping prevent crime. When somebody who might be in an area for bad reasons kind of gets that sense of, hey, these guys are close. This guy's a friend. That guy's a friend. Somebody's looking out the window at me walking around. I think that is really important.
Well, when you see people in the park, you know that people are watching. You know, so, and we don't, I don't know of any significant issues in there, but just having that many people in the area talking to each other, and even if you're not from the neighborhood, just the fact that you're utilizing it helps prevent other issues to
Absolutely.
Take place.
Absolutely. There's eyes on it. That's just great.
I mean, we're playing in August, St. Mary of the Angels by the old roller skating rink.
Yeah.
And they're doing a community type block party for the same reason, just to get the connection, you know, instead of the vandalism. No, this is our area.
Right.
Exactly.
We did a study one time, it was over 20 years ago, but the number of people that, you know, your next door neighbor, but the one after that, I was amazed how many people didn't. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Just, you know, one, two houses down. I don't know who lives there. It's like, wow. But these neighborhood associations, like Brian said, you know, you're out in the park. It's like, where do you live? Well, really, you live there. And, you know, where I live in this old neighborhood, it's not your house till you move out. You know, it's like, oh, you live in, you know, it's not really your house. It's the people who live there before.
Yeah, they used to live there,
But I just think it's cool that there's so many different activities that go on in these neighborhoods. But nothing brings them out like music, Kevin. That's really, you know, I don't know what, that's really nice that you're doing this because you.
Oh, I'm glad Brian brings in a variety. Like I said, it's nice to see that a lot of these venues are trying different styles.
Right.
Because I always say when I go listen, I don't really care what the style is. If it's good, I'll sit and watch it or listen to it.
Right.
And Brian's doing a great job with those. You know, they're all friendly neighborhoods. They come out for one night and just get together.
Well, and we really appreciate it. I mean, the funding used to be there from the Green Bay neighborhoods, which I think came through the city just, you know, with IRSA money and through COVID. So that money's been sent. So, you know, we're always trying to just generate revenue. It's not like any of the neighborhood associations are sitting on, you know, a ton of cash with it. So it's great when artists recognize that we're just trying to get people out and help us out on that as well. So
thank you for doing that. That's just
so what kind of a performance you're going to put on?
The best.
Oh, we do. We're out in the audience in the second song with the horns.
Okay.
You know, and we're doing the second line New Orleans thing, and we feature a piano player and stuff. It's all a talented band, and our big thing goes over quite well. Jim's got on the CD is that Sing, Sing, Sing with the old Gene Krupa and bass player. You know, and then they're playing on each other's instruments. And
That Brian, the McAuliffe Neighborhood Association, which has, I don't know how many members, houses within there, but other people could stop in. You'd be okay with that.
Oh, absolutely. We're not checking IDs at the driveway coming into the park. So
I just think that's nice that they're open up to other people.
Kevin's got a bunch of groupies that come in.
I know that.
You see.
I
mean, we've been around. Yeah, we're at the Legacy with that bunch.
They get a little nervous after they leave the park.
They were pounding shots.
Pretty good.
And Kevin, what else? This is July.
Quick text here. Super quick read. Great to hear Snarky Brian, a former colleague of mine at Westy Pier Middle School.
Thanks, Terry.
You have a couple things going on in the city.
Yeah, we're playing about 3, 4, 5 times a week.
Wow.
So we're at McAuliffe tomorrow night. Come on out, 6 o'clock. Thursday, we do a unique thing. We're down in Fond du Lac doing the dementia daycare.
Oh, fun.
And those people, we were shocked the first time we play it. Because you come there, you know, and...
So it's all dementia patients?
All dementia where relatives, family drop them off during the day because they have to work. It's almost like a daycare but not for little kids, but actually for the old.
Okay.
And we played the concert, and it's like someone turned on the light switch, the computer file opened. These people are up dancing, wanting to do the polka, leading a parade. The nurses and the people are like, this can't be the same person. I couldn't even get to come into the room. So it's just incredible. It's like computer goes on, and the minute you're done playing, it goes back off.
It's amazing what music can do.
Yeah.
With dementia patients and memory care patients. My dad, too, right? Would sit there, didn't know if he was there or not. You turn on an old Willie Nelson song, and there he was singing along, you know?
But that, I don't know if we got time real quick, a real short story. When we got done playing, I got a message. Are you the band that just played? And in this day and age, you're always, okay, what did we say wrong? Right. We played the Beer Barrel Polka. What else can you do?
Right.
She said, no, I want to thank you for giving my dad back for a day. Because every day I talk to him, I get him ready, I bring him, drop him off, I pick him up, talk to him, dinner, not a word. Today I got in the car, he knew every instrument. He said he led a parade, he was dancing a polka. Is that true?
That's awesome.
Said, she said, you brought my dad back for a day.
That's.
I said, you got to have music.
Goosebumps from that, to be honest.
Every other thing.
Wow.
She said, yeah, he knew everything. Is that true? I said, yeah, he did. Yeah. The one gentleman, I made it a point every time I walked by him to say hi when I brought the equipment in. Wouldn't say a word, just staring at the wall. He comes in while we're playing. You guys got any old 50s music? We do like Jealous Rock. He's dancing like Dancing on the Stars, the same guy. So you're right, Todd. It's incredible, the power of music.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that and, not to change stuff, but that and horses are the two things, or animals in general, are the two things that can get people out of that place they're at.
Yeah.
And like you said, bring them back for a day or whatever. Yeah. So I love it that different organizations are looking at that and utilizing those tools.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, what you're bringing to the table is so important.
Yeah. And we play, like I say, we'll be at McAuliffe tomorrow night. Come on out. And then we're there. And then Saturday, we're at Wine a Lot. So we play any and everything.
Yeah. And then you play all summer here. I mean, we can give us your website again, but I know you're playing down.
You
move that one.
Kevin Vanessa, the Talk of the Town.
Right.
July 17th, we're at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens.
Yeah.
The Green Bay one-day concert that got canceled because of the rain.
Right. That got
We'll be back last Tuesday in July, July 27th, playing that.
And you do the Packer Square games again? I'll hold them Packer
games. Oh, yeah. We'll be at the Packer games.
That is a cool thing. For people that haven't seen you before, when you guys
walk around.
You're unique. But I'll tell you what, you bring a party to, it's the biggest party in the state on those days, but you bring a party to the party.
Well, John at the draft ran into Patrick Holmes' mom over at East High. They were doing that. She said, who are you guys? We said, you're a Packer band. We got to get this over in Kansas City.
That's what I mean.
She said, this is cool as heck. How come you guys aren't? And we said, we are every game. She was shocked.
Yeah, it's outstanding what you guys do. And it's such casual. It's not like, you know, your nose is in the air. You guys just want to go there and play some fun music.
That's all, at this age, John, there's no more egos in the band. We just play to have fun.
Well, like Brian, you guys are, you know, living a good life now, but you've done a lot for this community with your education. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Both of you guys.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, I said appreciate it. He said both of you guys.
I said, Brian, you have, and you've coached as well, and you've done so many things outside of school as well with band and music.
Neat thing now, Mayor, is when you're out in the community now and you see these 40-year-olds and stuff, hey, Mr. Vanessa, thanks for this or thanks for that. Because when they're in middle school, they don't really talk to you at that adult
level. They talk to me all the time.
They talk to Brian. Yeah, I know. But it's kind of cool now you're seeing the results that you didn't think it was that much of an impact, but how much it was when you had those students playing at the Widener Center or something like that.
The best thing I've seen is when I see a student working at Quick Trip or Costco, because I know they've got a job, they've got insurance, they've done what they want to do. They're contributing to the community, and they're just doing a great job with
and
that.
And they're here.
So, they're here, yeah. And it works well.
They love to retain talent.
And I'm sure both of you guys, and I've got a lot of friends that have taught over there at Washington. I spoke over there, did lots of things there. But obviously, financially, it's a little bit of a disadvantaged area and a school. And I can't even imagine how many times you guys have helped out some of those kids that nobody ever knows about.
Buy food, clothes, instruments, everything. But the unique thing there was, academically, those students would kind of give up. But when it came to music and the arts, they thought they could be the next Michael Jackson. They were willing to compete, and they really got into that. As Brian witnessed with all the stuff we did, he was several times helped out with our big concerts all over at the KI and the White.
Bald Santa is fantastic. Yeah. So, you know, that's it. So we have, like I said, we have our concert tomorrow. We're going to have, I think, the best popcorn in the city. You guys do a great job with the city band. I think ours is slightly better.
All right, I'm there.
Green Bay Ice Cloud is going to be there selling shaved ice. So it helps us out with that.
Can you guys stick around?
Fantastic.
Sure. Yeah,
we got it. Come on, you can't walk here.
No, tomorrow night.
All right. Hear a little something. We'll be back with more. Kevin Van Ness, Brian Mills, Talk of the Town, Music in the Park, Frank Hermans. You still here, Franco? Oh. He'll be coming up next as well. Back after this.
Cruising down.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases, from wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care. Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Kevin Van Ness and Brian Mills, Talk of Town, Music in the Park, McAuliffe Park, coming up on July 8th. Brian, going to switch gears real quick. You're a big-time official.
I'm an official. You're an official. By no means am I big-time.
Tell me about the state of officiating in Wisconsin.
We're always using people. We always need people. It's this year we're at a spot where I think we've got every game covered
okay. In
the area for football, but one broken arm or anything like that, it throws everything off. So we're always looking. If you're interested in getting into officiating, contact the Green Bay Officials Association. We'll get you scheduled for fall sports, and we'll get you trained and help you out on that. So
you know it would not be a bad idea. Think about this. Like at the games that we do, that we broadcast, just have me, while I'm announcing, as one of the officials.
Oh, yeah, that would work out great.
I make a lot of calls from the booth.
We know a lot of people make calls from the booth or 40 yards down and 30 yards off. And
he could probably coach from the booth, too.
I do that. Kevin Van Ness, give us a little something for the effort.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You were just saying.
Let's hear me that you yesterday.
Like CBS
remember
hearing that? Right?
Yeah.
CBS Sunday
let's
Morning.
Let's hear Meet the Press or George Stephanopoulos this week.
I don't want to get in trouble with any.
You got to give me one of the Paul Packers. That gives me goosebumps still.
Okay,
you got me that one.
Okay, here we go. Yeah,
fine.
Like you need the music for it.
Yeah.
All right.
Go, Kevin. I said goosebumps. That is so great.
But Brian, before we let you go, to just a little plug for these neighborhood associations. I mean, we have them in Green Bay. We have, what 26 of them. They have them in Appleton, Oshkosh. Just, it's volunteer time. I know it's work.
Absolutely.
I know 7 people out of 20 do all the heavy lifting. But
so we work closely with the Green Bay Neighborhoods, which is a group through this neighborhoods. Yeah, it's one of the things. And they help us out with a lot of stuff, like our popcorn popper and, you know, stuff like that. But it's as much time as you want to put into it. Our neighborhood association, I think we meet once a month, and then we plan these activities. So we're pretty streamlined with it. Different neighborhoods do different things. We'll share with our group to the other neighborhood associations. So I'm hoping Wilder and Old Preble will be there and stuff like that, of just different activities. It's fun. You're working with people that care about the community.
And with a mission statement to really strengthen the neighborhood, get to know each other. I mean, that's...
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because people say, the city's getting too big, which but we can keep that small town feel by associations like you're running over there.
Absolutely.
And Wilder, Astor, all of them.
Yeah, and it's nice just to, like I said before, we have a little competition with Astor that we would switch bands when they did their concert in the park. We'd have the same day. So I'd post a picture from Alpine Valley telling him that, you know, that's what we had at McAuliffe. I don't know what you guys are doing at Astor Park, but this is our crowd of 70,000 people to hear Kevin Van Ness or
that's right.
guys or
that's
whatever
right.
there. So
okay.
What is the key, though, when you go to those places, and you might have a bunch of strangers basically coming together, how do you bring them together? Is there a common element, common denominator? I mean, music can do it. Music brings people together. And Brian, you're
popcorn. It's okay. Our popcorn.
It's just a fun night out, John. You know, and I know it's money and sponsorship, but in the long run, it's a lot cheaper to have a band, have people a good time in a park, than cleaning up a lot of graffiti all over the shelter and break bench, you know. It's well worth it for the minimum amount of money that it takes to put these on.
And we all got kids, and you want a safe place for your kids where they can have friends, grow up together, just like we did, right?
Absolutely.
And sometimes you lose that if you don't know each other. But if you know each other, it's like play outside till the streetlights come on. You know?
How cool is it, McAuliffe? You're playing, and as you're looking out at the audience, you got some older folks and a little bit younger, and you're looking over there, there's the kids on the playground. Everyone's just having a great time for 2 hours out in the park. How cool is that?
That's the way it should be. Yeah, it's great. Well, thanks for working together, you guys, to bring this.
Thank you for having us on. Yeah, like I said, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, come on out to McAuliffe Park, not McAuliffe School. We're on Sitka. So.
Yeah, tell everybody the difference.
One's a school, one's a park.
They're not near
each other.
So I always think of Christy McAuliffe School.
It's great school, but yeah, come. I think McAuliffe's in Bellevue anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
3100 Sitka.
Was this named after Dick McAuliffe, the old second baseman for the Detroit Tigers?
Nope, Christy McAuliffe.
Okay. But that Sitka, there's some nice real estate out there.
There's some, yeah. Not where I'm at, but yeah. Know that in Halloween we get a lot of trick-or-treaters, and they all come from one house. So it's a nice neighborhood.
It's a great neighborhood.
I just played a horn.
I just look.
Kevin, I got to ask you one last quick question. You brought back the big beads from New Orleans. What is that like when you're in a float at Mardi Gras?
Leading it.
The day starts at 5:30 in the morning at this great big Commander's Palace, big restaurant bar. And the big legend, Pete Fountain, at the time, he's kind of like Michael Jordan was a basketball. Yeah. He was a clarinet guy. All these guys that come from all over the country that pay in their half-ass walking club.
Yeah.
Sit and get his autograph. And he's got free cocktails, food going. 8 o'clock, you step off. You're starting to go down. We don't get done till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just millions of people as far as you can see. And instead of lawn chairs, since they're so deep, they actually come the day before and set up their step ladders so that you could actually see.
Wow.
And we'll go about an hour. Park tomorrow.
First time I did it. About
an hour. I don't know.
And I said, it can't be done already. Oh, no, this is first stop. Everybody off. You get your adult refreshment.
Wow.
Back on. Then you go again, and you stop at the Monte Leon Hotel. You have lunch. You get back on. You keep going. It took us 2 hours alone just to get through Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
I mean,
that must just be such a thrill.
I mean,
the
first time I had Doug Pete said, "Did you have a good time?" I said, "I had a blast." He said, "You just played for a million people. How cool is that?"
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You just did it again because we get a million listeners.
Oh, of course we do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, give me a little Saints go marching in on the way out.
Okay.
Kevin Van Ness, you can listen to him live and in person, McAuliffe Park, tomorrow. What time does it start, Brian?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. Brian Mills, Kevin Van Ness, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
for what you do for
our
community.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Frank Kermans joins us next.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Some regions of Wisconsin are becoming hotbeds for clean energy production. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Krapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. Amy Seaboth-Wilson with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College says the school is leading the pack in innovation in the renewable energy space. She says it offers degrees to prepare students for the rising industry and is the first in the Wisconsin Technical College system to install solar arrays with batteries.
I think people really appreciate how Southwest Tech is leaning into technological innovation and demonstrating how it can be really useful as a way to save money and how it can benefit our communities. There's a lot of excitement around having that conversation.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, what a special guest I was having, Kevin Van Ness and Brian Smills in. Had great guests. Hey, Christian Ambrose, Point Mortgage Corporation, Kendrick Cornell, Alloway Senior Living, Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Drum roll, please.
Ooh, that was a little bit of a drum roll. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Nice.
Hey, thanks, huh? Thanks.
Franco, I'm going to let you do your own, because I can't do it as well as you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, star of stage and screen in his own mind, Frank Hermans. And wow. Son Harrison.
Wow, oh, just forget about your sidekick here.
Son Harrison.
Finally.
I know how it is, Dad.
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry about that,
Harrison,
man.
You were here 2 months ago, too, right?
Yeah.
But that's, how are you doing in that? I'm digging this theater thing. You were a funny kid when I don't know, 10 years ago when I first met you. Are you loving the stage? You going to pursue this?
Oh, yeah. Well, the High School Musical just got announced. It's Into the Woods. And I got the Baker as
Which
a freshman.
Which is the lead as a freshman.
So now I have like 400 pages of stuff to memorize, and I have a month to do it.
Into the Woods. What is it?
It's a musical by Stephen Sondheim. It's basically all the classic fairy tales. Okay. Little Red Riding Hood, The Wolf.
Okay.
It's Witch, Jack and the Beanstalk. So the Baker's dad, his wife is pregnant. It's really weird. He goes into the witch's garden and he steals a bunch of her vegetables and he takes the beans, which eventually, if you plant it, will grow into the beanstalk, and she freaks out. So she steals the baker's kid, which turns out to be Rapunzel, and then the baker gets cursed that he can't have any more kids. The family tree is dead and they have to get all these weird items. I don't know. I've never watched it. I just read the script.
Okay. No, this.
Can we talk about my show, please?
No. I will tell you what. Is that amazing how this kid just captured the room just with you have just unbelievable energy.
And you know how this show sometimes goes back to the beginning? You know what this is right now?
What's this?
Between Frank and his son?
Yeah.
You know what this is?
What's that?
What did Jim talk about at the very beginning of the show this morning?
I don't know.
With his grandkids, he's no longer.
Oh,
yeah. Is it he's not cool anymore?
No.
He kind of was.
He's not the center of attention
anymore.
Never.
Lost.
So this show has come full circle.
Let's talk about your show that's coming up in October.
November.
November, sorry.
All right, Harrison, we're going to give it back to your dad. We'll put a little light on him. But, of course, you wrote this because you write everything. I don't know. You must be well over 100.
157 shows I've
Unbelievable.
Written.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah, 26 years. And then I don't remember some of the shows I wrote. My wife, will come up with a song that we did that in Beach Baby. I'm like, what show was that?
Yeah.
But cool. Yeah.
So tell us about it. Well, found my thrill.
I found my thrill on Scrays Hill. Well, I remember my mom and dad talking about parking when I was maybe in middle school, and they said they'd go up to a place called Scrays Hill. Mm-hmm. Now, Scrays Hill is
They were in middle school?
I was in middle school. Okay. They were in high school. This is 1960, 1961.
Okay.
And it was the place to go to get away. It had the back roads. It was all farmland, cornfields. Right. And there were places to park. There wasn't a police presence up there. I mean, once you went by the Swan Club in East Pier, there was nothing.
Right.
You went up Dickinson Road. You went up, and there was all farms everywhere.
There was no ledge view.
The golf course wasn't even there. So you'd find these little areas to park, and hence I'm here.
Okay.
Hey.
Hence. That word can never be used enough.
I like that word.
I love that
benounced.
Word.
Yes. I like benounced, too.
I like it.
So hence, all right.
So it's based in 60-61?
Yeah, 60-61.
Good music.
I played Professor Scray at St. Norbert College, and my family owns Scray's Hill, and I'm a professor of sociology. So I want to delve into an experiment about parking. So all of my students, they go parking on Scray's Hill, which is posted, no trespassing. And my son Harrison, who is a prodigy at 14 years old going to St. Norbert College, likes to spy on these people and get to know the ropes.
Okay.
So
there we go. There's the plot. All right. We got it.
Give us some of the music.
All the music is from the late 60s, late
50s. Early 60s.
Of course, I found my thrill on Scray's Hill. Harrison, what songs are you singing?
Do You Want to Dance? Not the What's his name?
Doing the Beach Boy version.
Yeah, the Beach Boys version.
Yep. And I'm doing
the one from Dirty Dancing?
No.
Okay.
Not the Ramones version either.
But you'll know every song in the show. Dynamite by Brenda Lee. I mean, every song rocks. There's a lot of duets in this show, too, because guess what? There's a lot of couples.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is this rated-wise?
It's PG. All of our shows are PG. There's no swearing. There are innuendos. Okay? It's parking. Can I give a line?
Yes.
Okay. So
wait a minute. Todd?
No, we can do it.
May he give a line?
It's an innuendo. Would it pass on Match Game 73 back in the day? Because that's my rule.
One of the lines of the show, she plays a cheerleader at St. Norbert, and she's been to Scrays Hills many times. Mm-hmm. And the one girl asks her, well, what do you see when you go to Scrays Hills? And she says, usually the roof of the car.
Oh.
So, is that okay?
That's okay.
Is that right?
That's funny.
That's the only innuendo that's in the show.
They'll all get it. That's funny.
All right. But it's all great early 60s music.
You're bringing the same crew. I mean, you have such talent on stage.
Yeah, everyone's back. Harrison always comes back for the summer. 14. This kid has matured. You ought to hear this boy sing. He's like his mom. He's the harmony genius. And I'm jealous every time. He knows my songs more than I know my songs, right, buddy?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm glad you give deference to your dad. Yep.
Yep. What, the second year I had to learn one of your songs to help you memorize
it? Thank you. Thank you, son.
go sit in the car.
Frank, is this your favorite type of music, though?
I love the oldies. Yeah, I grew up, my mom and dad, listening to what was the station back then? I think it was WGEE played the old country. And then it was I can't remember the other one. WNFL played the oldies. It was all AM radio back then, man. In my dad's truck. I know every song. Yeah. You know, and it's so cool to relive those memories and sing those songs.
And it goes without saying, this is at the Meyer, which you own the Meyer Theater.
I mean,
in terms of, nobody's there more than you.
We do 80 shows a year there. Yeah. And it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to do that. We're there for 4 weeks. We open up July 17th all the way through August 10th. And then opening night, July 17th, is a fundraiser for NewCap. $10 of every ticket goes to NewCap. They're a wonderful organization. Yes, and we love to give back to the community also.
Man. When you put these together in your head, and we talked about that one time, you don't sit and, you know, sweat over a computer. These just pop in your head. And don't you say you're like two or three ahead?
I am already, believe it or not, my show in February next year is called the Manoah Rodeo. It's about a Manoah Rodeo queen. I went to the Manoah Rodeo and checked it out because I want that's the story. But my next show in August or September is called Don't Squeeze the Charmin. This show is rated PNG. Ha! Get it?
Proctor that's funny. Got it. That is. Yeah. That's kind of funny.
And Mr. Whipple works at Sherway, so we're bringing back some Sherway memories and that stuff.
You know, I was listening to Chris Stapleton.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Chris.
He's got a great on Sirius, just a phenomenal thing. And he was talking about when he first became, he said, now, all right, maybe once a week, maybe once, you know, when I'm in the mood. But he said early on, the way he learned to write was sitting there very disciplined with some really good songwriters.
Yes.
And he'd write like three times a day.
Yeah.
He said, now he doesn't want to work that hard, so to speak. But for yourself, I would imagine it was a little bit the same transformation. It's early on versus where you're at now.
It would take me weeks to write a show.
Right.
I mean, really, and I try to make everything cohesive. Now, what I do is I get a big picture. I have all the plot line. I have all the characters in my head, the songs. And then I sit down at a computer. So I know where I'm going. But then I like writing conversation. I love conversation. So when I'm writing conversation, the funny stuff just comes out. You know where you're going. You know where you know what the plot line is, and the music, and the characters. And I try to make each character as like they're standalone. Like there's six leads in this show, not just one lead. Everybody's a lead character.
That's cool.
So I got to make sure everybody gets the same lines, blah blah blah, and that there's a couple storylines going on at the same time, and then the culmination, of course, at the end.
So Harrison, do you write too? You're young. What are you, 14, 15?
14.
Yeah. I mean, you act. You're funny.
Size of 23.
Yes.
But do you write? Is that something you're interested in?
I write music. I don't write. I'm not good enough to write. what he does.
Whoa, like, did I just get a compliment? I'm hearing an offset compliment from my son.
You better use it. You don't get many of those.
Let me ask you this, though, Frank. Because when I used to do stories in TV, and sometimes you do these funny stories I do for the shows, and some you put together and say, oh, this is funny. Oh, this is a funny line. This is a, and it's nothing.
Bob. Okay. Oh,
does that ever happen to you?
Every time. Okay. When we first read the script, I'm like, I can't wait for them to read this. And then Pat will throw something funnier in there. Yeah. Or Tom. Yeah, that's what he did last night. Tom will throw. It's all, you know, the script is there, but there's room. And there's room to add. There is improvisation all the time in my shows.
Kudos to you for allowing that. There are some people that
get, don't touch. This is art.
This is art.
Don't touch my off-face. It's done. It's patented.
It's done. Oh, it's chiseled perfectly.
No, I get chopped down every time we read this. Another
you know, and sometimes, I was just going to say, sometimes they even wait till you're on stage to do the ad-libbing.
I get ran over the bus
I think
so
that's
much.
So funny.
I get the dualies running over me all the time.
I like it.
You know what? That's kind of what I am. Self-deprecating humor is me. And that's kind of what I like.
Right.
And it works for my character. Some people can't do that.
Yeah.
And you got to write that.
But it works for the audience.
Yeah. But I was watching, that's the other thing I was thinking about when I was shocked for the Good Morning or CBS Morning Show yesterday. One of the things they did was on the anniversary of Jaws.
Yes. Yes, I watched it.
Did you see that?
Oh, was that amazing?
Wasn't that fantastic?
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yes.
I mean, he begged for that role.
Yes. Yes, and which is the main guy, the sheriff? Was really mad. He didn't want the woman being hired.
Yes.
He didn't think she was like hot enough and stuff like that.
She wasn't big enough star.
Yes,
Schneider was his name. Schneider.
Yeah. Yeah. And when they were doing the one hug, right? Big.
Yeah.
He whispers. He goes, "God, you got a fat head." So he whispers.
She wanted his face more in the camera than hers.
But it talked about that where the writer and Spielberg. Yeah. They were, when they would say, hey, if you guys want to try to ad lib, that's where a lot of the funniest lines came from.
It is. It really is. You have the concept in your head. You know where the story's going, and something pops in your head, especially something that's relevant right now, you know, and it really works.
There's a lot to be said for you, though, Frank. I mean, this, you know, I mean, I've known you forever, but that says a lot about you, because there are some divas out there that you can't change a word, and in writing, in music, and... Yeah, you know, I think that's great, and I think that's why you've kept your talent around you, too.
Yes.
I mean, one doesn't have a choice because she's married to you, but the other...
and one is my kid.
And the other
he gets paid so well in the summer,
I'm
by the
sure
way.
He does. Child labor laws. I can help you with that.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to let us give us hints on your next one? I mean, not that, you know, we've got to blow this one off yet, but...
I'm starting to write...
Well, you said about the Mr. Whipple one, the P&G.
Yep.
Are you Mr. Whipple?
No, Paul Evenson plays Mr. Whipple. And he's going to be like the guy from Woodman's, that character.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that character. And the Charmin could be one of the employees that work there that's getting squeezed.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, but he catches people squeezing his Charmin all the time. And there's a lot of employees from Procter & Gamble that are involved with this show. And as you know, Charmin now has those bears. So you might even see a bear walk on stage.
Hey, one thing about your shows, though, you deliver to what you know the audience wants, don't
Correct.
You?
Correct.
I mean, I bet you've got the audience in mind a lot of times when you're writing these.
We have had some season ticket holders. I think there's about 100 yet that have been with us since the beginning.
Yeah.
And that was 2020. Cool. So they've been season ticket holders for 26 years. That's when we were at the Sports Corner, and our max was 105.
You mean year 2000?
Yeah, year 2000.
Oh, you said 2020.
Did I say 2020?
Yeah.
I meant year 2000.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah, he did. He corrects
Thanks
me.
Thanks for pointing it out, Harry.
Thanks, son.
You're old guy and a little cold.
Old guy and a little cold. That's what he calls me. But, and then now we have, you know, almost 1,400 season ticket holders that expect. They know what. Hey! Yeah, great. So,
I found my thrill.
Yeah.
On top of Scrape Hill.
Yeah. Nice work, Todd. Work in the booth right there, baby. So I tell you what, it is a wonderful show. Great memories.
Stick around.
Yeah.
You're on for another 10 minutes.
I am.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hang in there.
All right.
The moon stood still on Blueberry Hill. It lingered until.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Collect new brewer swag designed by Wisconsin artists at T-Shirt Tuesdays, presented by Hupie and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on August 12th for a special shirt by Emily Balsley. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Have you ever wanted to be a big? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And if you've ever been interested in being a big brother or big sister, enrollment day is here, Tuesday, July 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. In just 2 hours and a few slices of pizza, you'll be walked through an orientation, interview, and background check process where at the end, you could be a big and part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northeast Wisconsin. Register now by going to WISS.FM and clicking events.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Beach Boys one. That is that's a half step down from the original.
Yep, it's tuned down a little
bit. It's tuned down a little bit so they can sing it, yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Frank Herman's son Harrison, Let Me Be Frank Productions, starting tomorrow, did you say?
No, July 17th.
July 17th.
I'm here a little early to promote, but I like talking great. To you guys.
Oh, so. It's the Music in the Park is tomorrow.
Yeah,
Music in the Park. I'm sorry,
no problem.
I found my thrill on Scrays Hill.
Yes.
Tickets.
Tickets are available at ticketsareonline.com, or you can go to letmebefranks.com or meyertheater.org, or call my cell phone, 920-371-4070.
Are you serious?
I'll get you tickets. Sure. My phone number is everywhere. I take phone calls all day long because here's why. I think it's important to have that client contact. I was a salesman my whole life. I want to make sure people are taken care of. If they got an issue with a ticket where they can't come, guess what? I'm going to refund their ticket, and I'm going to make sure they come to another show. Because there's times where there's things that come, hey, Frank, I had something happen to my family. I can't make it tonight. And most policies when you go are, there's no refunds.
Right.
Well, guess what? I know the guy, so I can help him out.
Yeah. You guys don't outdoor things, right?
We don't, but we got a couple this summer. We don't do a lot of the free shows because we're a ticketed event.
Right.
But next Saturday, Harrison and I will be in Gillett for my first Elvis show of the year.
Oh, boy.
2 to 4 p.m., Gillett Park. I can't remember the name, but it's a wonderful festival for raising money.
Nice little town,
for Gillette? Veterans. We're raising money for veterans.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I think it's the only park in Gillette. So I think you're safe.
So
you're
if you go to Gillette, look for a park. I start at 2 o'clock and they got a couple Nashville acts after me. So yeah.
And Harris, what do you do when you and your dad are there?
Well, I think I'm just doing sound, right? Yeah. Or am I singing?
I'm going to make you sing a couple.
All right, good. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you still do Elvis a lot or no?
You know, I got to tell you what. Elvis does okay for me, so. yeah, Elvis I probably do 30 gigs a year. I got a private gig at the country club on Sunday for a 50th. You know, I do a lot of those things. Yeah. And then we're going to do something huge at Klipstein Park on Wednesday, July 26th. Amy, myself, Harrison, little Elvis, little Reba, little oldies. Harrison will be singing. We do that every year. Woodside Lutheran Home or Woodside Senior Facility sponsors us, and we like to do that. For them.
We were talking about this earlier with Kevin and Brian and everything, that private gigs have become really popular, haven't they?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I get calls all the time, and I got to turn them down because we do so many shows, but when you get a private gig, private bus tours, they will hire you to do a private show for them now. It's crazy.
And tell me, Big Mouth was on too last week, and we're talking to them, and you know they did five shows over the 4th, but three were private, and I can see the guy wanting to pay if he can afford it. You know,
those guys are not cheap. They got 10 guys in the band,
yeah, they
do. And when they do a private gig, they're getting paid.
But I just want to talk on the other side of it, though. The person sponsoring that, because you really want your friends, if you bring 100 friends or 200, to really have a good time, and sometimes a few people can, you know, bring it the wrong way. So I don't know if you can afford it.
I hear you.
Kevin just right before he left, we were talking about that off the air, and he said, I'm not gonna say the place where or whatever, but we were wrapping up, and a guy said, hey, can you play so and so? He goes, sorry, we're putting this up. He goes, here's $1,000 to play that song.
Hey,
what are you gonna say?
Equipment came out really fast.
Can you guys do one more song? Here's $500.
Right.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. That happens all the time.
Really?
It happens all the time, and thank goodness for that. Because, you know, public gigs are great because they create your
awareness.
Awareness, your name. But then that's how you get the private gigs. We probably do 20, 30 private gigs a year.
And I got to believe you're treated pretty well at a private
gig,
right?
Treated very well, and you treat them very well.
Right.
You know, like when I do a private Elvis gig, I usually write a song for the person it's for. So that, like for a birthday or anniversary.
See?
So you make it personalized, You give them a chair dance. I'm kidding.
What's a chair dance?
You don't know what a chair dance is?
No.
I'll show you, John, after, okay?
Oh, okay. I don't think I want to know.
Okay.
Todd, you know what a chair dance is?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what Frank says he wants to give me a chair dance later. What's a chair dance?
A lap dance?
No, it's not a lap dance. It's just a chair dance. You just do the Elvis, you know, moves around.
I see. Okay, all right. I had it wrong.
All right.
Pretty cool stuff you're doing here, Frank.
Thank you, Jim.
Really, you're just part of this community. You think of, you know, Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people think of the Packers. But, I mean, really, are you going to... 26 years, did you say, or 23?
26 years. Community. And I got to tell you, I still dream of getting a job. Yeah, I've been doing this 26 years. Is it going to hold out? Are people going to come and see us?
I bet.
And they still do.
Yeah,
and they still do.
And they love you.
I just signed another 3-year contract with the Meyer, so...
Good.
We're good.
Love how you've brought the family in together, and you're supporting some people that these are, because we were texting one of the things we were talking about with Woody here the other day, Mankowski,
who's
phenomenal.
Love Woody.
But I was reading about his background. He says, you know, it's a tough way to make a living. You know, he was out in L.A. It's like maybe a gig here and then someplace closes or whatever. And, you know, what you've done for your people. I mean, obviously, you can always take care of yourself, but what you've done for your people, I think, is really admirable, and that's no BS.
Yeah, we support 13 people. They get paid to do this gig, and some of them, it's their first full-time job.
And you've had some other people come through there. I mean, Jack's one of your he's done a great job, and I think that's great when it's not all about you.
It's
Johnny's
not,
just saying.
What is the old line?
And Woody Mikowski, too, his kid, too, is done. Jackson's.
He's phenomenal.
He really is.
And I've been trying. I've had Woody on my talk show already, Frankly Green Bay. But I've tried to get Jackson a few times. He's tough to nail down. I'll get him one of these days. Mm-hmm. So.
There's some talent in Northeast Wisconsin.
There is.
I don't know if it's known for, you know, talent for musically, because the Packers overshadow so much, but the actual homegrown organic talent in this area, I think, is amazing.
And it starts at a young age.
It does.
Dudley Birder and all that.
Yep.
And just brings them up. And
Half my folks went through the Dudley Birder program, went to St. Norbert College. They were on the Swinging Nights, now the Broadway Nights, Kent Paulson. Right. I mean, and that's where I recruit. I actually recruit through St. Norbert and UWGB in their music programs.
And the theater is strong, but the symphony, we've had them on here. Yeah. And that it's just good stuff to have here. And
talented
it's good
folks.
And they go very far, not just with the music, but it's good to use that side of your brain, too.
And everybody supports each other.
Yeah. Well, that's you guys are a good tight group. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for what you're
doing. Thanks, guys.
Frank awesome. Hermans. And his young protege, Harrison.
Found my thrill on Scray's Hill.
Can't wait. Oh, thank you guys so
thank
much.
Thank you
Always
guys.
Always fun having you guys in here.
Love you guys.
We're out of time. Thanks, everybody.
See ya.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Rescue crews continue to search for survivors in Central Texas after this week's deadly flash flooding. ABC's Maria Villarreal was with one of those teams in Kerrville, Texas over the weekend.
We're in the air with the U.S. Coast Guard in Central Texas in the urgent search for survivor. The search made even more difficult by the dense forest below. Plane uniquely equipped with key life-saving technology, helping the operator pinpoint any potential survivors.
About 40 people are still missing on account of the floods. The death toll is at least 80, and rain has already started up again in Central Texas, with 1 to 2 inches already falling today. A considerable flash flood warning has been issued for Llano County.